What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
And Cap.
Caroline.
It's and Catherine and Caroline.
No, it's whoever says it
No,
first.
it's
It's
not.
whoever
It's and
says the intro says their name
chronologically,
first.
alphabetically, it goes and Catherine. Linguistically, and Catherine and Caroline.
Is something that
That's the
like Catherine gets
order.
really heated about because she thinks that if you say Caroline first and then you say Caroline and
It
Catherine,
happened last night.
like then
It literally happened last night.
everyone thinks her name is just Catherine because when you say and Catherine, like they get confused. What, mom? Yeah, no, we're recording. So as you can hear, we're home. We have returned home.
We're home.
I want to go back for a second to the name thing because we've actually never figured out a system for that or talked about that, but I feel like just intuitively we've switched off every episode who says the intro. And I just always thought that whoever said the intro said their name
That's
first.
so funny
We've never
because.
spoken about it. We like never decided that, but I just thought that's what it was.
Oh, I thought it was
Always
my
in
name
Catherine.
comes first. Yeah.
All right.
Because it
What's up,
makes more
everyone?
sense.
Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts
And Catherine.
and Caroline and special guest Stanley
And special
today.
guest Stanley.
Say
He
hi.
doesn't really talk.
He doesn't talk. He's not even gonna like
But
woof
if
or
you hear a
anything.
little, like,
Jingle jangle of his
it's his collar.
collar. He just came in. So yes, we are home right now. We came home
To dog sit.
yesterday afternoon to hang out with Stanley because our mom was spending the night with some of her friends from college. And so it was just us and Stanley for the night. We only live like an hour and a half away from school in Boston. So pretty convenient. We came home and now we're just chilling
It's
here.
nice to be in a house,
It's strange. I haven't been home in a month and like,
which is not a very long
it's
time.
not a long time, but it just like it feels different because we spent 4 months here over summer and it was very summer vibes. Like, if you guys want to hear all about that, go listen to our first episode if you haven't
True,
already,
that was
because
like
we kind of talked
all
about
summer vibes.
we talked a lot about our summer at home. But now it's like starting to be fall. It's October, so we came home and we were both like, this feels like Christmas.
We did listen to
Mistletoe,
Mistletoe
Justin
by Justin
Bieber.
Bieber. That
It
was
just felt like
on all the speakers in the house, and it was such good vibes.
it's a little
I really liked
chilly,
it.
but it's like still go outside and walk aroundable. Like I need to go on a little walk later because
I
I
need to
went
go on a little
yesterday.
ocean jump later.
Potentially we'll jump in the ocean. That's like we tend to do that in the fall, like before it gets way too cold during winter, we'll make ourselves jump in the ocean a
We
couple
do it in
times
winter
before it,
too.
yeah, sometimes. So that's what's up. We're back in Catherine's room where we recorded our first
It's
ever
always my room.
episode.
We're always in my
We
room.
recorded our first ever episode in Catherine's room, then went to school in Boston, recorded our last however many episodes there, and now here we are, back for a little special for the week.
A special.
A special. But yeah, we're literally only here for 2 nights. We're gonna go back to school tomorrow because we have
We have
classes to
classes
do.
and we have.
And I also like I have a lot of work to do right now, which is kind of annoying because it's like you wanna come home and I literally just wanna like cuddle with Stanley and
No,
do
but we've been
nothing and just
working
vibe, but we have had a
all
decent amount of
day.
work to do.
And I'm so overwhelmed. Like I have an exam and I need to do all of the homework, all of the like
I have an exam
work.
too. When
Really?
do you have an exam?
Wednesday.
Me too. What
Really?
class?
Stats.
Mine's for psych.
Oh. Well, so basically like I took stats in high school, but I have to retake it now because the credits didn't transfer. So I sit there and I just assume that I already like learned everything. And I follow along well, but I feel like on an exam it's oh, bye Stanley. He's leaving. But I feel like on an exam it's gonna be way harder and now I need to like really get my head in the game and study for it. So
Yeah, I haven't taken a math exam in a while, except for
yeah, I haven't
finance
taken a
classes
math
that I took
exam in a
last year,
while.
but wow. I'm excited for my psych exam too. I posted on my Instagram story the other day that I was studying for psych, and so many people were like, OMG, me too, which is cool because I'm not a psych major. I'm an international business major, but I have to take like some other elective classes to cover requirements, and so I thought psych would just be such an interesting one, and like also super aligned with things that I'm interested in, you know, mental health, physical health. I just love learning about like the way people think. It also ties into like culture for international business and stuff. And I'm really enjoying it. Like, if I have room in my schedule,
No,
I
it's so
definitely
interesting.
want to continue taking psych classes because there's just like obviously I'm in an introductory class right now, but there's so many interesting things
I know that I could learn. Roommate from last year is a psych major, and she did her like intro classes last year. And now she gets to take all these super super interesting specialized classes, and she's telling me about them the other day. And it's like, I don't know, I find it super cool because it's nothing that in international business, like, I'm not learning about how the mind works, but I'd love to.
Actually,
and it's just
though,
such a different type of class.
Actually, though, and Catherine and I, we only have one class together this semester. Even though we're
the same
major.
Our professor is a, like, her background is in
kind of psychology.
A
little bit. Yeah,
like,
but
she has her PhD.
We're taking this one class for international business that's called Managing the International Assignment, and it's basically, like, how people adapt to live and work in different cultures, but then also how they manage coming back, and, like, it goes into a lot of the psychology behind that and stuff, too. So,
yeah.
So that's actually really interesting. Like, a lot of things are... I don't know how we got on the topic of psych, I guess, because you were saying exams,
and I have that exam. No, but so many people in the class are like, I just want to learn about business. Like, I don't care about the psych part. And I'm like, I love this part.
Yeah, that's it's so interesting. I love, like... Is anyone else this way where you, like, love... And not in a selfish way, but, like, learning things about yourself, like, taking all those personality tests and, like, things like that, and, like, having things tell you things about yourself and, like, reading them. Because that's a lot of what those classes are, too, when we're, like, determining our own cultural competencies and how we work and how we think and stuff. Like, not to make everything about me, but if I could take a class where I'm, like, learning about myself and learning, like, how I can be better and how I can manage something
better.
It's
just so cool.
That's right up my alley. So
right up my alley.
We're a month into school. I'm really liking all my classes, though.
Sometimes, yeah,
I am. Like,
sometimes it's a lot. That's like my low for the week, is that it's a lot.
Just a lot of different things that you're managing.
Yeah, but especially because my weeks. So my classes are like Monday, Tuesday. I have all of my classes, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have like
a little lighter
one class a day. So I feel like my weeks are so front loaded, and then trying to fit everything into those days, it just gets so chaotic and overwhelming, and then I feel like I'm playing catch up on the rest of the week, and it's I'm trying to figure out how to manage and balance that, but
yeah,
we'll figure
that.
It out.
Yeah, I mean, life is busy for anyone in school, and then especially, like, trying to balance all the other things outside of it, mm-hmm. like, your own health and fitness, like, a social life, like, in Captain and I doing
trying
this
to fit
podcast
into social life.
And social media, and our businesses, and, like, this whole other side of our lives. So it's a lot, but I say it all the time to other people, and also, like, to myself, to make myself feel better about it, that I would rather be busy than bored, because they both come with some good things and some bad things, right? Like, being bored, it's like, yes, you can kind of rest and relax, but also sometimes you're, like, too in your head, or you're not feeling like you're accomplishing anything, and you're, like, lazy and lethargic. Being busy, it's like, yes, sometimes you're going to get overwhelmed, and you're going to have, like, so much going on and so much to balance.
But, like, you do have so much going on.
But it's, like,
that's kind of a good thing.
Not that you want to feel overwhelmed all the time, because you don't, but, like, I'd rather be busy and bored, because I would rather be moving forward and doing things that excite me and that, like, I'm interested in, rather than spending all that time bored. So,
yes.
So, yeah.
Kind of flipped it, but what's your low for the week?
I kind of want to say my high first, because my low will help me set
a
goal.
Go for
it. My high is that, I mean, going off of being very busy, a lot of big things happened this week, honestly. A lot of, like, meeting new people, and I don't know, just, like, on my whole, like, business side of life and, like, passion side of life, I feel like a lot of big things happened. And one of those was on Friday, we went to an event, and we got to meet so many other cool people in Boston, like, other creators, entrepreneurs, like, big, exciting people. And that was just so fun, because, like,
it's just such a good energy to be around. Everyone was so supportive and uplifting and genuinely interested in what everyone else was doing. And it's so much fun to learn about how other people are, like, using social media, and how other people are
like pursuing their own goals and dreams
in their own way. And yeah, it's just because everyone has this kind of joint passion for like helping other people or sharing wisdom or advice, and seeing how that manifests in their own career is just, it's a really cool mm-hmm. concept.
Yeah, that was cool because, I mean, that's something that I've always, like, really wanted for myself, is, like, to connect with other creators, be friends with other people, and just, like, have good connections and, like, meet good people. And, like, meeting people in Boston is super cool just because, like, we've been there for school now, and so that's kind of... it's like a new it's place just a for us a yeah, little it's bit. A it's like a new environment side for of us Boston, and like a inside new of
this little world.
Yeah, I guess like it'll be hopefully if we continue to like build those relationships and friendships mm-hmm. and stuff, like it'll be a whole new aspect of our lives in Boston, which will be fun.
My high for the week is something that you guys will find out next week, but we are having our first guest on the podcast, and so we got to talk with her and hang out with her a little bit.
Meet her, kind of figure out, like, what we're gonna go for with the episode, everything that we want to cover, and just, like, building that relationship.
Yeah, and it was just so great to meet her, and we'll talk about this all next week, and you guys will be right there with us next week. It'll be out, but that was just super exciting to, again, just form some more connections and get to hear what other people are doing and support each other.
Yeah, it was a big week of, like, meeting people. But that also just means that if you're not already following the podcast wherever you listen, do that, because I promise that next week's episode is not one that you want to miss. Like, you want to listen to that.
You want to be here for that.
You're going to be excited. A lot of you probably know this girl, even if you don't.
We give some hints on Instagram.
She's someone to know.
Did anyone get it right?
I'm not sure. I honestly don't think so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I think the hints kind of, like... People took
the hints. People took them a different way than I was expecting.
They interpreted them differently. That's okay. It'll be a surprise for all of you guys.
Yeah, but our first guest, though, that's going to be awesome. And my low for the week is probably just, like, nutrition in general. I have not been eating very well, and I'm not feeling that well because of it right now. Like, I just feel, like, sluggish. Like, my digestion's not that great, blah, blah, blah. Our mom just got home from spending her night with her friends last night. She comes home, and she had bought us so many good groceries.
She stocked up the fridge.
She bought us, like, fish and, like, turkey and all these different vegetables and stuff so that we could make whatever we want. She had also baked pumpkin bread. We have eaten
all of the pumpkin bread
and banana bread.
None of the anything else.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because we just could not. We were like, we just came home, and we just want to flop. Like, we could not get ourselves to cook anything.
So it's been 24 hours, and we've had...
I've had not
80% of our diet has been pumpkin bread.
And it's been a lot of pumpkin bread.
It's been a lot of it.
It's been a lot. And our mom just got home, and I was like, the second she walked in, I was like, Mom, you need to cook vegetables tonight, please.
Immediately.
Like, immediately. Because
clearly,
like,
I can't bring myself to it.
I need some vitamins and nutrients in my body, because school this past week, I haven't been that great about, like, you know, prepping that good food and stuff, and so I feel like I already was a little bit deficient.
Caroline just went to our, like, little supplement cabinet in our house, and she just started taking,
like,
all of them,
like random
omega-3, like, fish oil, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin everything. Like, she's just taking all the little supplements.
I just went and took so many supplements.
I was like, why don't you try? Because
I was like, I've been so deficient.
Why don't you try
a vegetable?
Some broccoli.
I've been so deficient. So that is my low, that because my nutrition hasn't been that great, like, I physically have not been feeling that great because of it. And mentally, too, which I want to make an episode on how, like, gut health and mental health are so connected. That's something that...
It is something that we talk about with ourselves.
And a guy who we met the other night suggested as a topic, and I was like, wait, that's such a good idea, because that's, like, so prominent in my life.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Like, it is so... something that we think about all the time, honestly, and I feel like maybe...
Gut health and mental health are, like, two big things in my life, and they're super connected, and not many people know how connected they are. So I want to make a whole episode about that, but for now, I'm just going to say that because my nutrition hasn't been that good, my physical and mental health have been feeling...
also deteriorating.
Just, like, a little bit, like, they're deteriorating, and, like, I need to pick them back up with some vegetables and some nourishing foods.
Yeah.
So that would be my goal this week, is to start tonight with a nice... wholesome dinner and then just really be good about prepping good foods and eating good food throughout the week.
Yeah, I think it's just I haven't had the mental capacity to, like, food prep.
But here's the thing. Is, like, when I do it, like, when I cook, when I prep game food changer. And all of that stuff, it's so therapeutic in the moment, and it helps you long-term. Like, short-term mm-hmm. and long-term, it's a good thing. But it just is, like,
getting one of those things that to do it,
it just feels like a task, you know?
Like a task. Even though it's enjoyable. So I need to get rid of that mental block of, like, ugh, like, I don't want to get up and cook right now, and be like, wait, no, like, I get to plug some music in, cook some good food, and, like, make myself feel good. So well, that's the little mindset shift that I need to make this week. So true. What is, okay, my goal for this week is probably similar. Like, I just need to, I've been, I don't know what it is, but I've had such an aversion to, like, chicken. Because I was cutting it one day, and it was, like, slimy and gross. And I just, for the past week, can't bring myself to eat it. But also, I have so much, I had, like, so much chicken in the fridge. And so I've been just, like, so grossed out by cooking anything, and I've just
has one bad experience.
I literally had one bad experience
cooking
chicken, and now
like can't cook any food.
And now I can't cook any food, and I've just been last minute like throwing something together, and that's the whole like gut health not feeling good
mm-hmm.
with the mental health because of it, because it's just been like random,
just more random food, not
stuff,
prepping food again.
Not prepping food. Literally ask like Nursie, our roommate. She makes fun of me every day because I
don't
make...
think we should call her that. I think we should literally just call her Anna.
Anna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we've been giving our roommate a name, but I don't think she needs to. Like her name's Anna.
Her name's
She's
Anna.
Great.
We love her. She's like we've been telling people we're triplets. Because she's like
she looks a lot like
she
us.
She looks a lot honestly. Like us and people believe it.
So this is all fitting because this week for our topic, we are literally going to talk all about goals, why they're important, how to set them, how to be a girl with a goal.
How to be a girl with a goal, because isn't that who you are? If you're listening, you are a girl with a goal.
Exactly. I mean, our podcast is Girls with Goals, so it's only natural to have a whole episode dedicated to goals. So today we want to talk to you guys all about how to set goals for yourself that are actually going... How to set goals for yourself that you're actually going to follow through with. How to take a huge goal and break it down into smaller steps that you need to get there. How to decide what you even want your goals to be. All of that. And I really think you guys are going to get a lot of good stuff out of this one.
And we're also going to let you guys in on some of our goals, short-term and long-term.
Yeah, so honestly, like, why goals, right? Because I feel like some people are so into goal setting, all of that. But so many people, like... They don't, you know, they're
that's just not
you
a
just
thing
like move
that they do.
You just move through life and you don't really like have these goals and stuff. So it's like, why do we love setting goals? Why do we do that? One, setting goals is gonna keep you motivated, and I always feel like it gives me purpose day to day. Like without having these goals,
well, not like in a
not in this big purposeful way, but like having little things.
It's
that
just like
I
it structures it structures my day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Having short term goals structures your day. But also having these long-term goals kind of gives you focus.
It structures
in life.
Your life.
It gives you focus for, like, what you think is actually important in your life, which can help you to move towards those things and also to not put so much weight in the things that you know are not so important for you long-term.
Yeah. It helps you just, like, create, like, valuation in all the things in your life.
Yeah. I think that's something that actually, like, can help with your mental health so much is when you have this focus on what's really important to you in your life. Mm-hmm. It can help you to not stress over all these little things or not put so much pressure on all of these
and
other
little
things.
And it just, it makes it a lot easier to know how much of your energy to, like, put into each thing.
Mm-hmm. I also think that setting goals gives you momentum in life because once you start doing this, it's like this a constant flow.
Yeah, once you do one thing, it's easier to do five things.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on about, like, how you can have these goals that kind of build on each other and just keep being, like, stepping stones to bigger things. But just goal setting in general gives you that momentum in life where you're constantly feeling like you're accomplishing things, you're moving your life in the right
and it's
direction.
It's such a good feeling.
It is. It gives you things to feel
not even just
for
like
day.
Finishing the goals, but working towards them. It's that good feeling of like, yeah, I'm doing this. Like we're doing this. Stuff's happening.
Mm-hmm. And by just having goals in mind, you're always going to be moving forward, even if, like, you're not actively going after something, right? Like, you're not going to set one goal and then every single thing that you do and every move you make is going to be, like, specifically for
tailored
that.
For that, yeah.
But no matter what you're doing, you're honestly still going to be moving forward because you're going to have these goals and these values subconsciously mm-hmm. in your mind. So you're going to just always be manifesting those things and subconsciously
be working
pushing
towards
yourself
it,
towards
like
them.
Being open to opportunities that may help you with it and actually being aware of the changes that are being made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and honestly, just like shifting those values too. I think that that's honestly a really important point that we
yeah.
made before.
That's a huge thing because I know I have a hard time like determining what in my life like has value and what has less, like what amounts of value to give to different things. But when I kind of sit down and actually think through some of my goals and like what I want to do, it makes it a lot easier to understand what is truly important to me and how I can like focus my thoughts, focus my energy, my actions, and build my life around those goals.
So where do you even start? Big goals, small goals? I think you need a mix of both. You know, big goals are what drive you. Big goals are this vision of you in a year or in 5 or 10 years and everything that you want your life to be then. But those big goals can also be overwhelming because where do you even start with them? That's where the small goals come in. Small goals are what ground you and actually keep you moving forward. Daily, weekly, monthly, those small goals are the real stepping stones to getting to everything that you want.
Yeah, those are the action steps.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with
the big
those
picture.
The big picture, those macro kind of goals. Vision boards, which we made a couple last night, or started to. Vision boards are going to help you to think big. You know, you don't really need to know every single detail. You just need to know the vibe, the feeling, some ideas of kind of what you want to accomplish or where the direction you want to go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think we should start kind of big and then get towards the smaller things here. And vision boards are a great place to start when you might not know exactly what the things are that you want yourself to do, right? You might not have these, like,
hyper-specific.
Yeah, specific or fixated or, like, number-specific or anything goals. But you more so just know, like, the overall vibe and feeling that you want your life to be like. Vision boards are great. Go on Pinterest and start pinning pictures that look like what you want your life to look like. Go on Instagram, take screenshots, things like that. And, like, literally print
yeah.
out these pictures.
Print them out, put them on the wall.
Put them on the wall. It's honestly
look at
crazy.
It every day.
And I was saying this to my friend the other day as well, that, like, even for me personally, I haven't always known, like, every single super specific thing that I want to do in my life. But I've always, like, since I was super young, known how I wanted my life to feel like or
mm-hmm.
what the overall vibe that I wanted my life to be like. And there are a lot of different ways that I could see that manifesting for me. So that's why vision boards are so cool, because yes, you can get super specific with some things. Like, if you really want to go to one specific place in the world, or if you really
yeah.
want this one specific thing, obviously put those things up there. But otherwise, it can just be pictures that kind of speak to you towards what you want to
and
feel like.
As you complete maybe the little goals, or as you think through the vision board a little bit more, those vaguer ideas are going to become more solid, and they're just going to pick up more details as you go, and it's going to get closer and closer to actually happening as
mm-hmm.
time goes on.
Yeah, so print these out, put them on a poster, on a board, put them up on your wall, put them somewhere where you can see it frequently and you can constantly kind of just be reminded of those things and fully
mm-hmm.
believe that it can be yours. Don't put these things up there like, oh, like you're kind of dreaming of something, but you're thinking of it as something
no.
that you could never have. Have this.
Look at the picture, and like if someone's face is in it, swap in your mind, swap that for your face.
Right.
Picture yourself, like, if it's on a beach, like, how does the sand feel? Like, what? When are we jumping in the water? You know what I mean? Like, you need to actually genuinely, wholeheartedly visualize yourself in that moment as it's happening, and that's how you're gonna bring it to life eventually, because you're going to be so into it, and you're going to that goes back to the whole idea of your subconscious like working. But if you genuinely believe it, you're going to be so much more, even if you don't know it, you're going to be so much more driven and apt to go work for it and actually really make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool, because we have so many, like, we've made so many vision boards in the past, and you kind of...
Not that many.
Actually, not like, that many, but we've kind of gone through this whole idea of, like, what do you want? And thinking back on it now, whether it's a vision board or, like, journaling, then there's so many things that really happened, and they happened almost exactly as you imagined it in the first place, and it's just crazy to understand that, like, yes, you can make it happen, like, you can do it if you're so into it.
Yeah, I'm looking, and Catherine and I literally both last night were going through Pinterest, starting to create new vision boards.
We haven't looked at each other's, though.
That the one that I have up in my room now is from almost 2 years ago at this point. It's from the very beginning of when we were in quarantine, before I even, like, really started pursuing Instagram and all of these things. And so much has changed in my life, and honestly, so many things happened from my vision board have come true since then. And it's like I wasn't... It's not like I was looking at that every day and being like, I'm gonna make this happen today. It's just like I always saw that and envisioned it as like something that my life mm-hmm. could actually be like. And
because now, when you like actually, if you write it down or if you print it out, then it becomes almost tangible.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm looking through kind of the things that I saved last night in my board.
Yeah, what did you put on there?
So I can look through them. But, I mean, make this about a lot of different things in your life, not one specific thing. So, I have things that are specific to fitness. I have, girls who look super strong and muscular and lean and powerful and how I want to look and feel. And I have people running and lifting weights and...
Some really good food in there.
These pictures that, like, envision that fitness side of things that I want to feel. And then I have some super nourishing, great food in there as a reminder that, like, I deserve to nourish my body, and these are the things that make my body feel the best.
So some of it is, like, Buddha bowls, which, oh my god, we need to start making more Buddha bowls.
Exactly.
They're so
That's literally what they're I want so every meal
good.
To be. Then I have pictures of more, like, fashion stuff, more, like, businesswoman kind of stuff, because I'm feel like I'm entering this phase of life where it's like I really want to lean into that like bougie businesswoman side of things.
Energy,
now that,
the energy of it.
Yeah, the energy of that. So I have, you know, these girls looking bomb in their blazers and their nice bags and stuff. You know, being their own boss in cities, wherever they are. I have things about travel because the world is starting to open back up and we're going to be able to travel again. I have pictures that are specifically in Asia because Catherine and I grew up spending a lot of time in Asia. We
and
grew
we'll
up,
hopefully return
yeah,
very
we,
soon.
We grew up in Hong Kong and we traveled all over Asia, and that's been a dream for the past few years is to go back to Asia and travel again over there. So I have pictures of that. I have pictures of Italy and Greece because those are some dream spots for me. You know, encompass so many different things. I want to put pictures in there with specific brands that I want to work with. I literally have pictures of specific people who I legitimately mm-hmm. want to be friends with. Like, I literally have pictures on
There's
my board of people.
There's one on Caroline's board in her room right now, from the one from 2 years ago.
That has literally come true recently.
That has come true. And it's just crazy to
yeah.
think that this girl that you were, like, was an idol and a mentor to you, now is, like, uh-huh. you're able to actually work with her.
Like, it's so crazy the stories that you will hear from people who will be like, I found my vision board from years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I literally went to the same hotel that picture was from, or I literally owned the house that is in my picture, or I literally
those ones are
met
crazy.
These specific people or have these things, and they, like... Like, they literally made these exact things come true. I also have
exact things.
Pictures on here of some, like, travel couples and all of
travel
that.
Travel couples.
Ava Gutowski, I love her. She's one of my favorite creators ever, always has been. So
true,
I have
she's been, like, one of our inspirations from the beginning.
Yeah.
When it was, like travel vlog
yeah.
stuff.
As a creator, I have some of that because, that is something that I want to see manifested in my life this year. I could use a good relationship because that part of my life has been lacking. But I also have super high standards for what I want that to look like. So
Which is why it's been
I
lacking.
literally have pictures of like what I want a relationship to look like for me on here. Like, make it about everything.
Make it
Is
about
there anything you have? I've
everything.
talked so much about
I've no, I
mine,
feel like we
but
have pretty like similar vibe. Obviously, we've come up with like different pictures and it's like it differs slightly, but just that kind of the whole energy of like confident boss businesswoman. I have some like fashion type pictures in here and then some travel. I have a picture of Singapore because hopefully we'll be there soon. I have some spin instructor pictures of kind of what like idols in the spin instructor space that I mean, I would love to be in their position or adjacent in the near future. I have a couple of like photo shoot pictures with athletes, which I think would be super, super fun to be a part of. And yeah, I have some like fitness inspo pictures, some travel pictures, a lot of Greece because I would love to go to Greece. And then I have some pictures of those Pinterest type friendships where it's like cool pictures and like they always look like they're happy. I have those because I feel like I want to see that in my life, like
Yeah,
friendships, just
genuine,
genuine fun,
fun,
like
good
good
friendships.
friendships and relationships in my life. And then one thing that I think is really cool that we've been talking about literally just like the last couple of days is this podcast studio.
Yeah, and
It
Kat, that
looks
has pictures of
so
some like
pretty. Some like
gorgeous,
really, really
cute,
cool,
like vibey
really cute vibey studios
studios.
because that'd be just so fun us hanging out like
One day soon we'll upgrade from the dorm.
have some respect. We're in my room right now. We've upgraded. But yeah, this the one that I'm looking at right now, like there's like pink velvet chairs, like a cool marble table. They have the mics on little stands and like there's plants everywhere and it's just such a good space. Like the energy of the space honestly seems so like comforting and it would be such a good area to record in. I feel like we would just be so like at home in the space and it would make for some really good vibes coming out of the podcast. But yeah, there's just a lot on here. Literally, you can put anything you want on here and it's just so cool to look at.
So yeah, those vision boards are going to be like this overarching cloud of what you want your life to look like. Then get a little bit more specific and think of the specific things that you want to accomplish. You can literally take a piece of paper, take a journal, stuff, just start writing down all of these specific things that you want to see yourself do, whether it's in a month or a year or 5 years or 10 years. Like, think big for these too. Like, don't be afraid to dream big because truly you can do anything that you set your mind to, so why not set big
Why
goals?
not set big goals? What side note, one of the like, least favorite things ever is when people are like, oh, I'm like, be realistic. Shut up.
Well, we're gonna get into how you can maybe be more realistic and talk about the things that you can do like in real time right now. But guys,
With
dream
those
big.
vision boards, like, don't put yourself in a box. Like, put whatever you want on there.
Right, I think it's easy, and I even feel this too, like when I'm thinking about these goals and when I'm picking pictures for vision boards and stuff to be like, but could I really have
No,
that?
I was
Like,
doing that last night. There are some pictures that I just omitted from like pinning because I was doing it on Pinterest and I was like, oh, no,
I don't know.
I
Like, I
can't
don't
have
know if I
that.
see that, but
I
it's
was
like,
like, no, yes, I can. Like, shut up. I
this is
can have
not the
that.
time to doubt
Absolutely.
yourself. This is not the time to doubt yourself. This is the time to feel empowered and confident and dream big because this is your life and you can do anything that you set your mind to.
God
And
damn.
what's the worst thing that's gonna happen? You wrote 10 goals and you
You got
accomplished
four?
five or four of them? Like
Okay, you accomplished five of
hell
them.
yeah.
Go
So
off.
seriously, think of everything that you could even ever dream of yourself doing. Even if it's not gonna, like, yeah, you know what I
Yeah,
mean.
Caroline, well
Just,
said.
you know what I mean. Like, just do not put yourself in a box.
Do
Do not
not
confine yourself to
to
expectations for
anything.
you. Don't do. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Oh,
So,
wow.
What do you
next
do,
Instagram
though,
caption.
What do you do, though, when you have this list of specific things? For Catherine and I, we literally have a wall in her room of sticky
looking at
notes.
It right now.
Like, I've journaled a lot of times and, like, just wrote down all these goals and stuff, but some super specific things we have, we put on sticky notes on in Catherine's wall.
It's the wall that's, like, my room, picture like a square, right? My bed is on one wall. The wall that I'm looking directly at. So I literally, like, I look at it when I go to sleep. Like, I look at it when I wake up. I walk out the door. And I can see this. And half of the wall, like, one side of the wall is stuff that's specific for me. And the other side of the wall is stuff that's specific for Caroline. And then the middle is stuff like podcast stuff that maybe it's, like, a combined goal or something that we want to do together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so fun. Like, the wall is full. Actually, it's kind of looking a little bit bare because we took a lot of stuff down last night.
It's cool. Every time we
it's
come
just
home,
so
we
much
see
fun.
New notes that we're like, oh my god, we did that. I
like,
can
we
take that
we
down.
Really did that. And
oh
it's
my
just,
god, I'm looking at another right now that I
what
can
one?
Take down. Yeah.
Oh, wait, we can take down one of that podcast one that's right there.
Okay, but then what do you do when you have all of these, like, specific goals up here? How do you break down
yeah,
a goal?
You can set any goal, but getting yourself to that
yeah.
is the stuff that requires more thought and kind of planning.
Right. So how do you break down this big goal into actionable steps? How do you take something that could be big and kind of abstract and you break it down into actual ways to get there? So for an example, this is, like, kind of an example that makes sense just because it's, like, numerical and you can attach numbers to it. But say that you had a goal of being a content creator and you wanted to reach 100,000 followers on Instagram. Okay, so where are you now? Where should you start? Well, to reach 100,000, first you'll have to reach 50,000. To reach 50,000, first you'll have to reach 10,000. So let's start there, right? Don't go right into it saying, I'm going to go from 0 to 100 real quick, because then you're not actually thinking about the steps that you need to get there, and you'll get lost and you'll get overwhelmed. So now, even though your overarching long-term goal is 100,000, your goal right now is 10,000. Maybe put a date on that. Say, in 4 months, I want to have 10,000 followers.
Oh, that's the other thing. Putting a date on things is really, really important and helpful.
Yeah, even if you don't actually reach it by that date, you'll be further along than you would have if you didn't. So, say I want to have 10,000 followers in 4 months. Well, right now I have 1,000. So what do I need to do to get there in 4 months? I need to research social media trends and algorithms. I need to define my purpose and my message. I need to actually create content and stay consistent with a posting schedule. Boom, now you have all of these legitimate action steps that you can work on right now. So instead of having this overwhelming abstract idea of I need to get to 100,000, now you have these goals that you can achieve right now, every day, every week, every month, that will move you in the right direction of that. So every goal you have, take it from this macro goal and break it down into the steps that you can do in a year, in 6 months, in 2 months, in a month, in a week, what you can do today to move it for that. You guys know what I mean?
Because honestly, if you just say, if you're at 1,000 followers and you say, I want 100,000, that can be so debilitating because there's just so many different components that go into it. So if you're focusing on that one definitive end goal, it's going to be so, so, so much harder to actually get there. But if you break it down and you focus on those smaller steps, what did Mom text us the other day when we were, like, both going through it and being overwhelmed? She was like, just take it one thing at a time and you'll get through it.
Have, like, these big things in mind, but take the action steps one step at a time.
Because those are, in your mind, it's going to be a lot more feasible and a lot more easy to understand and, like, actually get to, so you're going to be way, way more motivated to actually put in the work because you're closer to it. It's more, it makes more sense for you to get there.
Do that
again. So another example is that I feel like a lot of people go through or something similar, especially within fitness, is like a huge fitness goal. So if you want to run a half marathon, ask yourself where you're at now. If you can only run, say, 3 miles, before you do a half marathon, you're going to have to be able to run 10 miles. Before you do that, you're going to have to be able to run 5 miles. And before you run 5 miles, you should be super, super solid at 3 miles. So what can you do right now to help you get to those different milestones? You can create a training routine that you know you can stick to. So run 4 times a week. some days will be easy, some days will be hard. You can work up from 3 miles to 5 miles. And now you're not just going from 3 miles to 12 miles, which is going to be overwhelming and unreachable. And honestly, if you try to make that jump, like 3 miles to 12 miles, that's a huge, huge difference.
And you're going to feel like a failure.
You're going to feel like a failure when you don't need to.
You just need more time and you need smaller steps to get there. Yeah,
because you absolutely can get there. You just need to take it one day at a time, going from that 3 to 5, that 5 to 8, 8 to 10. You know, then those actionable steps, like, boom, you'll be running that 12 in no time, easily. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like when you break things down like that, that it's gonna take you longer to get there because you're like, oh, I have to do this and this and this. But actually, you're gonna get there faster and more efficiently because if you just try to jump straight to the big thing, you are gonna quit and you are gonna give up. And then you're gonna be
and then you're never 6 months gonna get
down
there.
The line, still where you started.
Starting from the beginning.
Whereas
again.
If you took these smaller steps, you would still be moving forward and you might be there by now. That's why when it comes to fitness goals and stuff, people think that they're going to go straight from start to finish in like a week or a month and stuff, and they set these super unrealistic short goals. Well, then you're going to get burnt out, or you're not going to reach them and you're going to feel like you failed. And then once you reach them,
you're going to just stop.
So then after a month, you quit. And then a year later, you haven't made any progress. Versus if you took those slow baby steps, if you did things in a sustainable way, you made them a part of your lifestyle, you let yourself enjoy them, then in a year, you might be exactly where you want to be. Because you took those slower steps versus trying to jump right from point A to point B, but then quitting because that's unrealistic. So. Sometimes going after those bigger goals is also going to be a bit more passive. You know, for example, it's been a goal of mine to be friends with other creators and make more connections in the industry, and I've always had that in the back of my mind as I focused on my own content and my own values and purposes, and through working hard on my own brand and being open to all people and opportunities, I've recently seen so many of these things come together and have had lots of amazing people just come naturally into my life. You know, from last weekend's event in Boston that we talked about, to podcast guests that we have lined up, and other people who I've just connected with online. Like, by having this goal in the back of my mind, as I've just worked towards other things and worked confidently towards doing everything that I'm trying to do, these other things have naturally come together on the side because I've kept my mind open to them, because I've had them in the back of my head.
A lot of your goals are going to be linked to a kind of common overarching theme. So when you're working towards one, you're inevitably going to be working towards another, and a lot of them will come as get closer to those other goals. Just like Karen was talking about, like, meeting more people in the fitness and creator space was inevitable as you grew and strengthened your own platform. So when you're making that big list of goals, they don't really all need to be things that you're separately going after at the same time. They don't need to be, like, contradictory or completely unique. A lot of the things will be connected, and some things can be more passive, but because you have them in the back of your mind and because you're working towards those other connected goals, you're still always manifesting them and moving towards them, and you are still accomplishing them even if you're not, you know, spending an hour every day, like, working specifically towards that one goal.
All right, so we've talked a lot about, you know, these bigger goals, how you can then break down those bigger goals. So what do we actually do to, like, organize our lives and do that? I like to try to set, like, kind of a little bit bigger goals on, like, a monthly basis, sometimes 3 months out, because 3 months is, like, a pretty proven time that, like,
you can get a lot done in 3 months.
There's, like, a 30-60-90 rule, and I don't know, like, that much of how to define it, but it's, like, the work that you put in now will start to pay off and start to be shown in 30 days, and then in 60 days it will have grown, and then by 90 days after you've started to work on something, like, you will really start seeing that return. You will really start
seeing it happen in your own life.
Yeah, you know? So 3 goals is, like, I mean, 3 months is, like, a really great benchmark. So I like to look at kind of in between short and long-term things, like, mm-hmm. 3 months is a great amount of time. But also, like, I like to try to recenter myself and reset intentions every month. Yeah. And then also, I like to set goals every week just based on how I'm feeling in the moment, right?
And it doesn't, like, have to be, like, a whole established, like,
right,
ceremony of setting goals. Like, you can just think about it.
Exactly. Like, healthy living in general is this big overarching goal of mine, and then I evaluated how
to you right now.
I evaluated how I was feeling this week, and I said, I think that my nutrition.
She said, no more pumpkin bread.
I said, I think that my nutrition is lacking, and that I need to bring in some more nourishing foods this next week. So that's how I evaluated just how my life is right now, yeah. how I'm feeling right now to set.
And this she didn't goal. Like sit down and do calculations. She had a thought and she said it. As we were in conversation, you know, it can, these goals and setting goals can be,
they don't have to be casual. Quite so calculated. Yeah. Yeah, they can be very casual, especially these shorter things like that you want to do mm-hmm. just this week, or even just today, right? Like you could literally just say, my goal for tomorrow is to get this, this, and this done. Boom.
Yeah, I feel like something that we don't even think about is like goal setting is planning out your, I don't know if you guys do this, but I know Carolyn and I both, like, individually do this. Before I go to sleep or before I end my day, I'll look at my calendar, kind of set my calendar for the next day. And when I'm doing that, I make sure to get in everything I want to get in that day. And so that in itself is kind of a form of that smaller goal setting. So, like, within the day, I want to go to the gym. I want to, like, go for a walk. I want to get my homework done. I want to respond to these emails I need to respond to. All those little things that maybe you just think of as tasks, like those, you if you think about them as more of goal setting, I feel like you spin them in a more positive light.
Mm-hmm.
And with that positive light, you're going to be a little bit more motivated to do it. Mm-hmm. And it all works together like that.
Right? Like when you have these big things going on in the back of your mind, it's going to help you structure your day better because you're like, okay, I am going to go to the gym tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to do the work like, that I need to do tomorrow because I want to do well in my classes mm-hmm. and I want to learn these things and I don't want to feel stressed and I want to be on top of my work. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do my work tomorrow.
But you know what? Just taking like the, oh, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. After a week of I'm going to go focusing on just like the next day, you know, the take it one day at a time. After a week of going to the gym, then it becomes 2 weeks, then you're into 3 weeks. Like, now
then
you're...
Then it's a habit.
Then it's a habit. Then it's a set routine. Then look at all you've accomplished in the gym and all, like, the strength that you've gained from that. Like, it takes a day to make up a week, baby.
Yeah. So, big picture, we love vision boards. We love making these big goals
they
and then
just,
breaking
like,
them down
really
into action steps. And then, short term, try putting a little bit of structure in your day, and that doesn't mean go overboard and try to plan every single minute, but that means have the things that you want to accomplish every day so that you make sure you're on top of everything and that you're living a well-rounded, balanced life mm-hmm. with every aspect that you want to. Set those weekly goals based on how you're feeling. Set those monthly goals based on the bigger accomplishments that you want to make, right? Mm-hmm. Everything goes micro to macro, whatever way you want to look at it.
And when you focus connected. And like, again, focusing your energy on different things, if you put your energy more into that micro stuff, you're not going to be as overwhelmed. Once again. And now,
time for not the double take.
Not the double take.
Because we decided that we want to do something a little bit different this week. Instead of doing a double take segment where we answer some of your other questions,
we're going to give you some homework.
A little bit of homework, some tasks to do, but fun tasks.
You know, we hate tasks. This is fun.
Goals.
We're going to give you some goals to work through. We want you guys to all go make your own vision board.
Or make your own big list of goals. Or go buy a journal or a daily planner. If you don't
and
have
like
a daily planner,
down.
Then that's your goal as well. Go get a planner. Because you need to start planning.
Stanley!
You need to start planning those days, weeks,
Kids
and months
shaking.
And setting things
Come
down.
Here.
You want to say hi?
Come here.
Stanley. He's been literally sitting in the room the whole episode listening.
So yeah, we want you guys to take everything that we just said and put it to use in your own life. And I mean, ideally, we would love for you guys to make a vision board. So, I mean, what we do is just go on Pinterest, save some things, print it out, put it on a board, stick it on the wall, and then you're good to go. Or you can just make a list, stick it on the wall. You can write it in a journal, however you want to do it.
And then share it with us.
And then share it with us.
We want to see all of these things, too. Take a screenshot of your Pinterest page, or if you actually make a physical board, take a picture of it. Send it to us or post it on your Instagram story.
Tag us
at like Girls With Goals Pod or either of our personals. Like, we want to see what you guys are creating.
We want to see your goals. We want to see how you guys are taking this and running with it.
Yeah, we want to see how you guys are taking action from everything we've talked about today. So buy your planners, make your vision boards with the extra time that we're giving you by not doing the double take. So that is what we have for you this week. I hope that this is going to be helpful. You guys are going to, like, actually take some action from this moving forward.
I just want to see your guys' vision boards. I want to see the vibe of it.
And then I want to see you make them come
true. Yeah, I want to see you do it. But right now, I want to see your vision board. So go do that. And thank you guys so much for listening. We love getting to hang out with you every week. And we'll see you in the next one.
See you next Monday.
Bye.